Hi, I'm Mark O'Donnell. I'm a pipe major, and I'm also a paramedic at Philly Fire Department's Engine 50, Medic 22, right by Temple University.
I'm Gary Hughes. I'm a pipe corporal, and I am employed by the Kimmel Center for the Performing Arts as a security officer.
My name is Tim Linehan. I'm the president of Philadelphia Police and Fire Pipes and Drums, and also a pipe sergeant, member of the Philadelphia Police Department Detective Bureau Headquarters.
Great. Thank you guys so much for talking to us for a few minutes. The Maxwell Davies piece, An Orkney Wedding with Sunrise, was so evocative of a wedding on this little island off the north coast of Scotland. And then when the bagpipes came in, the way you play the bagpipes, do you have them here?
Yes. Wait. This is our standard bagpipe. It's known as a Great Highland Bagpipe.
So we're staring at this beautiful blue corduroy bag, and there are three tall shafts, which
yes. Those are called the drones. So the bagpipe itself, it's a very old instrument. It goes back about 3,000 years. It was originally invented in Egypt. So it's originally from Africa. It was invented in Egypt, and the reason why they invented the bag was that if you were playing, you might be playing for a dancer, playing a very fast tune, the musician had to stop and take a breath. And you would be off with the dancer, you'd be off with the other musicians. So one very clever Egyptian about 3,000 years ago invented a bag using either a sheep's bladder or stomach that they were able to waterproof. You know, you could use lard or honey and waterproof it. And the bag serves as a reservoir. So every time that we blow into the bag, we fill the bag up again. And every time we go to take a breath, we squeeze the bag, and that keeps the notes going. The bagpipe that we play currently, which comes from Scotland, has three drones on it. The long, tall one on my shoulder is a bass drone. So that's set to a low A. Then the two drones next to it are tenor drones. That's sent to an A an octave higher. And then my fingers are actually on the chanter, which looks very much like a recorder, like any recorder that kids learn on in grade school for music, hopefully. And it's just got nine notes, no sharps, no flats. So it's a very limited scale. Hasn't changed much in all this time, but it's just sort of remained a part of us, and even more so now with the tradition in the police and fire department.
So the drones provide this continuous humming sound, and then the chanter plays the melody, or you play the melody.
Correct.
On the chanter.
Correct.
And meanwhile, you're blowing into the, what's that called?
Into the blowpipe. Yep, it's a lot going on at the same time with piping. And on top of that, we're marching often, so you really do have to be more coordinated than I probably am.
And you have to memorize what you're playing.
That's correct as well. We don't carry the music, so we don't have music stands. Typically, it's a marching band in that format, so all the music is memorized. The Philadelphia Police and Fire Pipes and Drums, our current repertoire is about 45 pieces, so we have to keep them all memorized. We play music today that ranges from Scottish and Irish tunes to Americana, Grand Old Flag, God Bless America, things like that. Being a Philadelphia band, we also play the Rocky theme. That's a lot of fun. I think we're the only pipe band in the world that plays Rocky on the bagpipes. But got to do it. When we go overseas, we do go overseas from time to time for tours or anywhere in the United States. We're going to be going to California, San Diego for St. Patrick's Day. So we do some touring as a group. That really is a lot of fun.
That's amazing. So this Philadelphia Police and Fire Pipes and Drums Ensemble, mm-hmm. tours, plays, regular mm-hmm. gigs. Mm-hmm. How much time do you spend?
It's a good amount. It's varying degrees depending on what's going on. For certain events, especially the big ones are the funerals, line of duty deaths for police officers, firefighters. We're there for that. And most recently, we had a funeral for Lieutenant Matt Letourneau, who was a firefighter who was killed in a fire in the beginning of the month. I'd like to dedicate today's performance to him because he was a fantastic engine officer, just a super guy. But that's really the central focus of our band is fallen police officers, fallen firefighters. And it's a sad truth, a sad reality about Philadelphia that there are a lot of fatalities among firefighters and police officers in this city. And we want to be there to provide the final honors for this officer or firefighter. Last Friday, we had the funeral at the Basilica. And we had over 60 members there, pipers and drummers, in our full dress uniform, what we call our Class A full dress uniform. And it was very touching, very moving to be there with the family. There were well over 1,000 firefighters who were there from all over the country.
Could you talk a little bit about how and why bagpipes have become part of police and firefighting culture?
Well, just like bagpipes are part of culture, in the United States there were a lot of police officers, firefighters who were Irish, who came over from Ireland looking for a better life. A lot of that immigration started very heavily, of course, around the time of the Great Famine in the mid-1800s. When they came to America, they brought with them their music, their traditions, their dancing, their faith, and they held on to that very tightly. When they came to America, what they found was a lot of resistance, as immigrants often do. They found a lot of resistance towards them, and it was hard to find jobs. And the two jobs that they could get were the dirtiest and the dangerous jobs, most dangerous, which were police officers and firefighters. So they brought with them their traditions, their music, and it became very common that at a police officer funeral or a firefighter funeral, you would have the bagpipes there. And that tradition has grown in the United States where, of course, we play for anyone now. Anyone who is a uniformed member of the police department or fire department, we're at their funeral. We just played a funeral for a gentleman who was Buddhist a little while back, police officer who passed away. And it was a wonderful thing. All the cross-culture and the Buddhist monks were there. And, you know, I asked them, I said, what do you play? Because we typically play Amazing Grace. That's a Christian tune. What should we play? And in typical wonderful Buddhist monk fashion, they said, play what makes you happy. So we did. We did a very proper send-off for that police, first and foremost, police officer.
That's great. Oh, that's wonderful. And they're also played at celebrations.
Yes, that's a beautiful part about the band is that we're affiliated with the both the police department and the fire department in a wonderful way. It's not just the sad times, but the happy times as well. We play at police academy, fire academy graduations. We play at promotion ceremonies. We play at a lot of weddings of individual members. You name it, baptisms, bar mitzvahs. We've played all different types of things for our brothers in blue.
What attracted you to the bagpipes?
Well, I started when I was about 30 years ago. I was a little kid, and my family was very musical, and they played all different types. My sister is a classical pianist who travels all over the world. My brother plays every single instrument under the sun, and my parents forced me to get guitar lessons, and it just didn't work for me. I wasn't enjoying it, and I grew up right outside of New York, and I saw a pipe band one day, and I thought, that's just the most awesome thing I have ever seen. It was a Scots Guards band that had come over, and they were performing, I think, at Madison Square Garden. And I was absolutely hooked from the uniforms and the sound of the music and the pitch and the drums. So I became an avid believer. I studied in Scotland and Ireland for bagpipes and just have loved doing it. It's been a big part of my life ever since.
Gary?
I have a musical family as well, just like Mark does. I actually started as a trumpet player when I was 10 years old and still play to this day and earned a music education degree, in which I still teach privately. And I was speaking with my dad one day, who happens to be a retired police officer, about picking up the bagpipes. It just seemed like an interesting instrument. It looked like a lot of fun. And he mentioned that the police department had a band. So he hooked me up with another man who was in the band at the time. I spoke with him. He said, show up on a Tuesday or Thursday night. And I did the next week, showed up. It was either Tuesday or Thursday. I just showed up, and they took me right in. And here I am nine years later.
And Timothy?
I don't consider myself a musician. I consider myself a bagpiper. I just always wanted to learn how to play the pipes. That was the only instrument that I ever had any interest in learning. 13 years ago, I joined the Philadelphia Police and Fire Pipes and Drums, and I haven't gone anywhere since, and I don't plan on going anywhere for the foreseeable future.
This obviously takes a great deal of commitment and passion. Why is this music important to you?
It speaks to my soul. I love from the first time I heard it, it's just an incredible sound. It's an otherworldly sound. When the pipes are tuned correctly, I've played all over the world. I've been very fortunate to play in some magnificent venues. I've played with organs, full church organs. It's magnificent sound. There's really no other instrument like it. I think it's just something that's very powerful. People who don't play pipes, when they hear it at a funeral, when they hear it, you know, at any type of occasion, it just really, it gets you deep. It's right here. I think that's one reason for a lot of folks that they enjoy it. I think the other reason is just they love being part of a service band. We are a service band, paramilitary group where we're very organized. We go out and we play these funerals. We play these weddings. We are an active part in the police department and the fire department lives, and we love being that. We love being at a funeral. We are there on the front line for these guys, always.
Thank you so much, Mark O'Donnell, Gary Hughes, and Timothy Lenihan.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.